Okay, this would be Drysdale vignette entitled Watering Bans Number 1. In 3, 2, 1. Past watering bans in Ontario have led to brown lawns. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Water conservation suggestions after this. 3, 2, 1. While total bans on lawn watering during the hottest and driest weeks of summer are not the case throughout Ontario, at least not yet, there are some steps that we can all take to save ourselves some money and reduce the amount of fresh water that we use in lawn and garden care. First and foremost, a strong-growing and healthy lawn is much better able to withstand drought conditions than is a weak lawn. Turf grasses with their roots in the top 5 centimeters, 2 inches of the soil, will go brown and dormant and may even die, whereas turf that has been encouraged to make deep root growth will stay green much longer and will withstand drought conditions for a longer duration and then return to its normal green once water is again available. Now is the time to get your lawn into a healthy state to stave off the drought problems later in the season. A quality, long-lasting turf fertilizer applied now is one of the best insurance policies for your lawn. But be sure it's a high-quality product containing a source of long-lasting nitrogen. That's the first number on the bag. For example, IBDU or SCU or an organic base such as Milorganite. The most important point is to get the quality fertilizer on the lawn early. Another significant factor is that iron in the soil will help keep the lawn green, even if there isn't enough moisture to support growth. You can add iron to your lawn by using a fertilizer that has it, or you can add chelated iron early in the spring and water it in well.